Farm Bureau priorities at the State House. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. And we are at the Indiana Farm Bureau Legislative Forum. Andy Towers with me, head policy guy with Indiana Farm Bureau. And the legislative session is underway here in Indiana, Andy, and a lot to focus on for the General Assembly, but major priority issues for Indiana Farm Bureau. We know it, taxes and water.
Absolutely. Really, from a tax perspective, looking to those property taxes, getting some overall assurances for our members that can do some long-term planning, looking at that farmland formula, how we can fix that. On the water side, we want to make sure we've got some protections for agriculture, some additional groundwater monitoring, so we truly know what the resource is that we're protecting. Those are going to be our two key priorities during this General Assembly. One of the things we've really talked to our members and our team is there's so much going on this upcoming General Assembly, 14 new members of the legislature, new administration. We need to stay focused on those. And then as we get those into a good place, we'll start to look at some of the other issues that impact agriculture and start moving over and trying to make sure we shore up those. But again, water and taxes is going to be a main focus, especially here early on.
And I know that right now, you know, you're probably making appointments already for members to get here to the State House.
Absolutely. That is such a key to Indiana Farm Bureau's success, to get our members to the State House. We are great today. We had about 150 of our members here for an educational session, and we had lunch with about 75 of the legislators here at the Indiana Roof Ballroom. So that member engagement, that grassroots engagement, is so critical to the success we have statewide.
We'll have more from the Indiana Farm Bureau legislative session in the coming days here on Hoosier Ag Today.